Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So we have playoff baseball, basically, in Cleveland. Three games against the Detroit Tigers starting tonight, and somehow the Guardians find themselves one game behind the Tigers in the AL Central. Back on September 4th, they were 9.5 games back. On September 11th, they were 9.5 games back. They were 11 back on September 4th, and here we are on September 23rd, and they're one game back. Manuel will give us great perspective on all of this. Joins us right now on the Fan Hotline. He is former Indians first baseman Ben Broussard. Ben, good to have you with us as always. How are you, sir?
You're the good luck charm, man. You came to town, everything changed.
Yep, everything.
It's good to be here, and that's what I kept talking about when I was in town, was like, this is the time when you want to get hot. So it's been awesome watching, you know, them just time it out just right and watch these other teams feel the heat.
Strange thing to me, Ben. Okay, you're right. They got hot. That's wonderful. We were hoping they would. What were the odds of the Guardians winning 15 of 17 while the Tigers have lost 9 of their last 10 games? I mean, Guardians get that hot, unbelievable. But the Tigers go in the tank at the same time? I mean, that's really strange. I didn't see that coming. Did you?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that I really liked when I was back there and we were looking at the team was how good our pitching was. And we were just, you know, I just kept thinking, you know, the guys are going to come around and everybody's going to start swinging the bat. And if the pitching stays right where it's at, I mean, that's a formula for like winning games. And I can remember back in, I think, 05, we were in the same exact situation. And I think we reeled off like 17 of 19 and we got within like 1.5 of the White Sox. And they were sweating, you know, and then we went into that last week and we're still a really young team. And, you know, that's when we're doing the media stuff and, you know, the reporters are asking all these questions and, you know, all of a sudden that gorilla starts to kind of climb on our back and we lose a couple and we're like, you know, we just need to win one or two. I remember somebody said that and I'm like, I've never thought that way. You know, I think like we got to win every game. And then all of a sudden, I think we lost 6 of 7 and didn't even get into the playoffs. And later, I remember I was talking to Ozzie Guillen about it, and he was telling me how like they were just on their heels because they were watching us surge, and they knew we had a good, young, unpredictable team. And, you know, that year they somehow figured it out and won the World Series, and we didn't make it. But, you know, it was like one of those things that I'll never forget, that the weight of that gorilla that can climb on your back when you – you know, on either side, and I think we experienced both sides of it that year.
Yeah, Jeff wanted to apologize. He's the guy that said that to you on Tribe Time. I remember the exact show because I was sitting on the other side going,
wow.
Jeff, how could you say something like that?
And then harsh, Ben.
Then we were wrestling. It was really bad. It wasn't a good – I mean, you guys won 93 games that year. Think about that. And didn't, wow. And now you – I mean, 93, you're in the playoffs and probably win the Central, right? I mean, it's I don't know. I look at that and I always wonder about the experience that, you know, talk about being a young team and that. I know you touched on it for a second, but, you know, what do these guys need to know, young guys on this team, about make sure that you continue to do what you're doing? You're down to the final week of this thing, and we all know how crazy this game is. That's why I think game one of this series is gigantic when you're a game back on the Tigers.
Well, I mean, the thing that I really like about the team this year is there's some veterans, you know, with Hosey and all these other pitchers and guys out there that are just showing it day in and day out. I mean, it's about the little things. It's about, you know, running the bases the right way and not taking one out off every game and, you know, hitting the cutoff guy, doing all those little things that you don't really think a lot about, like in the first 2 months of the season, that like at the end, it really matters. And especially when we're looking in the playoffs, you know, every year we're watching the World Series and we're looking at the two teams, and it's always the teams that are really good defenders. They're usually teams that don't strike out very much. They put the ball in play. They put a lot of pressure on them, and then they all have the good pitching. And so, like, the guards have the great pitching. And I think with some of the leadership that they have, if you're a young guy, just watch the leaders. You know, watch, remember what they do, and just kind of – It sounds cliche to go moment to moment, but I mean, you really got to look at, okay, we got one out, we're in this situation, where am I at? You know, don't start like, you know, it's weird when you're young. I guess it's real big swings, right? It's like if you get hot, it's contagious, and I mean, everybody's hot. And then when you struggle, it's contagious. And so I think as you get older and more mature in the game, those swings aren't as big. And so I'm hoping that, you know, we got those veterans that are showing them every day and talking to them. Cause I think when we were there in 05, we really didn't have a lot of veterans on the offensive side, you know, that we were just all like, man, this is the first time we've ever really experienced this. And I mean, we really rode the roller coaster, and then all of a sudden, I mean, it was just a big crash at the end.
Yeah. Aaron Boone and Casey were probably the oldest two on that team. Aaron Boone was 32. Yeah.
Exactly. Ben Broussard joining us. He's former Indians first baseman. This team is still last in Major League Baseball in batting average, which to me is fascinating, because here they sit with a chance to go to the postseason with the worst batting average in baseball. But their best month of hitting is what they're in right now in September. It's up to 248 for whatever that's worth. How do you struggle all season and then find it late, Ben?
Yeah, I mean, as a hitter, we're, you know, people would label us insane, because you come to the field every day thinking you're going to get three or four hits when you're 0 for 10 or 0 for 15, or you know that matchup's a horrible matchup, and you just figure out a way to just convince yourself when you walk in the field that day that today's the day. And I think that's what these guys have been doing. When I was there, I watched them every day. Guys were out there just grinding it, working in early BP. They were working on the things they needed to work. I saw the staff. It was all hands on deck. Everyone was helping. And I think that they've been saying this probably all year. Hey, you're right there. You're so close. And I think it just started kind of coming through for some of these guys. And then these other guys that have been consistent, finally they're like, whew, big breath of fresh air, because, you know, other guys are stepping up, and that puts tons of pressure on the pitcher, you know, because now they're not just worrying about the consistent guys. They're worrying about these young guys that are like, oh no, have they figured something out? You know, our scouting report says go at them like this, but lately they've been doing this, you know? So I think it kind of puts people on their heels when you're trying to defend and even figure out how to attack somebody that maybe all year has been one way and has really turned a corner.
What do you think about the Tigers moving Scooble up to the first start tonight, in the first game of the series, first start?
Yeah, I think they know it's really important. I think they know that, like, that first game's big, and especially for the Guardians, you know, like, they're rolling, and if they get that first one, I mean, it's just, you can start smelling it. So I would think that they're looking, probably the Tigers are looking at it like it's, you know, like you said, playoff baseball already.
What have you thought of this young starting rotation, Ben? Because at the beginning of the year, I mean, Ben Lively was in the rotation, Luis Ortiz. So not only have the young guys had to come along, replacements have had to step in and do the job. And they've been terrific. I think the stat is 17 straight games where the starters have given up two or fewer runs.
It's like, I feel like we have this conversation every year, like with people when I'm talking.
Yeah.
They're always like, what is it about the Guardians? You know, what is it? And I'm like, well, I mean, I think Carl Willis is a huge part. You know, he's been there for a long time, and he's a calm voice. And then you've got a lot of really smart people in the room that are crunching numbers and looking at different, you know, analytics and arm angles and ways to attack people. And then they give a lot of that information to Carl. Carl looks at it, and he's like a great communicator, and he can go out there and he knows kind of how to go at each guy. So I would say, like, I was joking with him, and I was just, you know, calling him the Godfather or something when I saw him, and he started laughing. And you know, I think it's like that, though. When you have older guys that are really open like he is to new information and kind of that growth mindset where he's always learning, and then also having those communication skills that he has, and you wrap that all together, I think the Guardians have like a formula that a lot of people are trying to find, and it's the same conversation. You know, we guys just keep getting better. New guys are stepping in, and they just have kind of a DNA of who we are as a pitching staff, and people just jump right in.
Ben, as a guy that writes music, let me ask you this. Is the Guardian season, depending on how I think it finishes too, is this a movie? Is this season a movie?
I mean, it has definitely the things that you need for it. You know, it's had the big ups and downs and the big, like, the shock and awe, the all is lost. You know, you have all those things that happen. And then, you know, we always joke about it. I mean, I used to always say that, you know, you want to end strong. You know, you don't want to start off like crazy hot and then be bad at the end, you know. And the way that these guys have continued to grow and get better and get healthy, and new, you know, new guys showing up and making a big difference and getting big hits. I mean, to me, I think I'd watch that movie.
I would too. I think we called it Major League the first time we saw it.
Ben Broussard's joining us, and he's former Indians first baseman, played college baseball at McNeese State University. I say that because of this. What did you think when this team went a different route in this year's draft and started drafting college hitters who might be closer to major league ready than some of the types of drafts that they've had in the past?
Yeah, you know, it's weird. The draft, I've noticed, it's so dependent on, you know, the, like, last year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Here was more college. I mean, I'm saying like 24 was really a really strong college. And then I felt like 25, you saw a lot of high school. And you know, you see all these different organizations jump on like what's the highest percentage, the most, you know, the least risk kind of thing to jump on. And I think it's good to go after college hitters. I like college hitters because I feel like, especially, you know, SEC college hitters or guys that have faced big game guys, it's really comparable to minor league, like high A, double A. And so you're already getting a really good look at where guys are kind of at and what they could maybe develop in. So there were some really interesting, you know, bats this year. So I don't think it's like a sign of necessarily a different direction. I think they just look at needs and they look at guys they really like and they see things that they can maybe develop in a guy, especially if he's like an SEC guy and they're like, man, if he just got better at this, he already does these things really good. And like, you know, when I was in player development and we were doing the same thing with guys in low A or even rookie ball, we're just trying to see like, where can we get them by the time they're in double A and they're triple A and like, where do they project at a major league level? Can we get them there? And so I think when you're able to snag good hitters that have been in those big games and had success, I mean, you've already kind of seen, you know, that glimpse that I think can make maybe push you over the edge and maybe not go for the young guy that's the shortstop or the left-handed pitcher or the catcher or the center fielder. You know, maybe that you go, hey, he's a really good bat and he's had a lot of success and I think we can help him in this area and then he's going to be major league ready a lot faster.
Ben, we know you'll be watching. We'll be watching. What a fun last week of the regular season for the Guardians. So thanks, buddy, as always.
Thanks, Ben. Hello to the family, too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.